Fast Preacher on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree as we have some mic trouble here in the studio. My name is Nick. I'm here from on Wednesdays every week from 8 to 10 a.m. And every week I have, some weeks I have incredible guests. And this week is no exception. Melissa and Sarah are here. Thank you so much for being here. You're just going to have to lift that mic to your face.
Sounds good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for being here, waking up early, coming out to the station. We have a lot to talk about. But first, let's introduce how I got to know you through a mutual friend, Emily Fontano, who just had a very great run at the Fringe.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
And very proud of her. Not that I had anything to do with it, but I can still say that I'm proud of her.
Me too.
She did a show called Against Her Wishes. I got to see it once, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Breathtaking, yeah.
And she sold out enough that she got the...
Patron's pick.
Thank you. Yeah. And she won the best comedy, I believe.
Yes, she did. Yes.
Best solo comedy.
Incredible. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily weigh in. That was an incredible show. I saw it twice, brag, and I hope to see it 5 more times.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping she brings it back somewhere, but I was asking her for some suggestions. I had her on before Fringe started, which is why her show obviously sold out. It's because she got the To A Certain Degree bump.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm hoping to do that for you guys, too, with a little show called Monday Scaries.
Yeah. Monday Scaries.
Every third Monday at City Arts downtown,
mm-hmm.
Which is an amazing time to get parking downtown, by the way.
Oh,
Monday
nights
is easy.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's free after 6.
Yeah.
And everyone's gone.
Everyone is gone. But tell me a little bit about it. So it's called Monday Scaries, which sounds very interesting. I think the tagline is the unprecious comedy show. So yeah, if you could tell me a little bit about it, sum it up, and then I have some questions based on the one time that I went. So I've only been once, but I hope to go quite a few more times and maybe even sign up to perform at some point.
Yes,
yeah.
Please
do.
Yeah.
So Monday Scaries is a variety show. You should expect to see improv. You should expect to see stand-up. And also character things, sketch, music, all sorts of stuff. But the whole idea is, with Unprecious, is that you're not holding anything back. So we have longtime performers, like right by kind of new performers.
Yes.
And they're just kind of like trying stuff out for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It's amazing. The Monday Scaries show was titled by its originator, who is Adam Wynn. Shout out Adam, who now lives in Denver. And I don't know why he named it that, but I think because it's catchy.
I think Sunday Scaries is like a thing. Like people get anxious, like, oh, the week is coming.
Oh, okay.
And then, but Monday Scaries, it's like, okay, the week is also coming, but also let's do it.
It's already still here. Yeah.
It's already here. And let's do something that you wouldn't do normally. We hope to showcase people's acts that they wouldn't have I don't know about the chance, but they wouldn't do in other places, hoping to make it independent from something that would maybe need to make money.
Well, I think there's an element of, you know, it's you could potentially do some of that at an open mic, but I could see some of that not being completely comfortable at an open mic. What I saw from the time when I went last month was that it was a very supportive group, no matter what was up there and if they were experimenting or not, or there was also this experimental music kind of performance, which I loved. And so it was a very supportive group. So I think that's rare for, you know, most open mics are going to be, you go up there, you do your tight 5 and then you get out. And then the energy in the room was just fantastic.
Thank you.
And so, so I think there was that. I think Monday Scaries also to me is it's scary to be up on stage, but it's also scary maybe to see something that you're not used to seeing. You don't know what it's going to be. And so that was how I interpreted it.
I love that. I think that part of what makes it such a supportive show is that we ask the performers to sit in the audience because, you know, we're all taking turns coming on stage and off stage and being on stage and being in the audience. And it kind of gives a different feel when you call somebody onto the stage and they are sitting in the third row or the first row and they're not coming back from a green room. It makes it, I think that helps make it supportive. So people are like, I was just watching somebody try something crazy and now here I go and it feels all right because they survived.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And I think you learn a lot of that in improv too. So you guys have, you personally have a lot of comedy chops, improv background, that sort of thing. So let's get to know you a little bit more. How did you come to host Monday Scaries? And then what is your comedic background or performance background, I should say, because now maybe not just comedic.
Yeah. I guess I'll go first. So I love comedy. I've loved comedy from a super young age. My family grew up watching SNL, and sketch comedy was actually kind of like my first, I guess, comedy love. And as I became an adult, I started getting into writing. I was a journalism person for a while.
When did you become an adult?
Oh, I'm still getting there. Yeah. Like yesterday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Happy adult birthday.
It feels good. It feels good to kind of be an adult. So then I got into improv, and I just loved it because of the collaborative nature of it and that it's never the same every time.
Yeah.
Every time it's a little bit different. And you can also just find new discoveries that you wouldn't find that was just on your own. And so I found that to be really, really kind of addictive in a way and just kind of went from there. And Monday Scaries has kind of given me a little bit more of a taste of what can be done. So it's inspiring for me as a producer to see other people come up with stuff. So,
right. Yeah, totally.
And Sarah, how about you as far as background and getting to Monday Scaries?
I started my comedy journey in Chicago. I grew up in California and moved to Chicago for college.
As we all do.
DePaul University. Yeah. Yep. Go Blue Demons. And I took a couple classes at Second City because that's what you're supposed to do. And it was fun and great. But I was like, I'm scared. And so I put it off for another couple of years. I wanted to be Tina Fey. I wanted to grow up to be Tina Fey.
As we all do sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And
I'm already Greek, so I've got that.
Oh, you're so weird.
Now I just need to be funny and talented.
Okay, well, actually, it sounds like you've got all three. and then I don't remember exactly how I found out about I.O. I guess it was just in the ether. In Chicago, there's a theater called I.O. Improv Olympic. Mm-hmm. And I took a class my senior year of college, level one, and it was the best. It was great. What was different was that the people in the class who some of them, like three or four of them, are still some besties, like really like family kind of people. And it felt like I met the people who think like me, where we were all joking around the same and it felt like I could be myself and that they were so similar. It felt like there was no needing to pretend to be cool or anything. And everyone just kind of got my sensibility, which was so validating and lovely.
Yeah.
And so I did the classes there at that theater for a few years, a year and a half. I don't know. It takes a while. And then I also performed with an independent group, which we have the ultimate improv.
It's a great name.
It is LL Cool Beans.
Perfect. No notes.
No, thank you so much. There were 10 of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. A lot of beans.
Huge crew. So many beans. Lots of beans. And I think throughout the years, we eventually, there are eight who probably stuck the course.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, made me love improv. And some of those people, they're just so inspiring. It's so inspiring to have a group of friends that are doing improv and then also other stuff like writing and character work and
yeah that's
fantastic. And how did I get to Monday Scaries?
Yeah, how did you get to Florida, I guess? What happened?
Yeah,
I had to do that.
I just wanted to change.
Okay.
I wanted to change. My boyfriend and I wanted to change, and he's from Orlando. Mm. And we had friends here. All of those friends that we knew moving in are gone. Gone far away.
Good job, you guys.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
If you're listening, thank you for leaving.
Yeah, certainly.
Jerks. Yeah.
And came down here, and I was like, I guess I'm giving up comedy because I left the one place
there's
that
only
I knew of.
Yeah. Comedy in Chicago, obviously, yeah.
Pandemic happened 6 months later, and I was like, no, I gotta, after this is over, okay, I gotta get back on stage. I need my applause. I need my laughter. And eventually wound up at SAC, which was mm-hmm. great. Did the classes there and did the SAC development program, which Melissa did as well. Different times.
But it's a fun time and it's a great community.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you find the different? I mean, we've always heard about the Chicago scene, especially when it comes to improv and comedy. But how did you find the difference between the two?
The biggest difference is probably the improv that is taught. In Chicago, I only learned long form. Mm. And here in Orlando, I'm mostly doing short form.
Yep.
The difference is short form looks like Whose Line Is It Anyway, where there are games that you're going to play. So you're going to do a scene, but also they're going to ring a bell and say, now speak in gibberish.
Yeah.
Now English, now gibberish. And long form was like, we are artists building a hamburger, one seated bun at a time, and you will watch us and we don't care what the audience thinks. That was big in Chicago at my time, was don't worry about the audience.
Should always do that.
Kind of.
Always,
I would say
there always do that.
Is a good reason to think about them every once
in a while. I like that. Yeah. Going back to Monday Scaries, mm-hmm. one thing I was thinking of, the Florida Prize just opened at the Orlando Museum of Arts. If you get a chance to go see that, that's pretty amazing. If you're not familiar with it, every year they give an opportunity to 10 artists to come in and basically have a room, and they do their own installation in that room. It doesn't have to tie into any of the other artists. So they just basically get, this is for a lot of them, they've never had budget enough to do something that big. Yeah. And so sometimes they bring in some of their old stuff if they're an established artist, or sometimes they just create something completely new just for that installation. And whenever I go to the museum, I think of like that trope of the, it's generally the older guy that's going, oh, I could have done that or I could do that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And something that reminded me of Monday Scaries when I was at the museum is more of the just the difference in inflection. Oh, I could do that.
Right.
Right. And that's what I was thinking when I was at Monday Scaries. I was like, you know, I've done the free class. I've done one of the, I accidentally signed up for a class with Kevin MacDonald when he was here.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. That's and awesome. I thought it was going to be a writing class, and then it turned out to be writing and performance class. And I was really like, I just want to meet that guy.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's $200. Yeah, it's fine. It got me thinking about, okay, if I did stand up, what would that look like? Or if I did those sorts of things. Mm. So that's what I really liked about it as well, is that it inspired me to think that, okay, this isn't, and I think to your point, this isn't that hard, right, to get up on stage. It's hard.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible, and you won't die.
Exactly.
Right.
I think, like, going back to the first Monday Scary show that Adam Wynn produced, he was like, I have this idea for this show, and he told me, he's like, hey, Melissa, can you do stand-up? And I laughed in his face. I said, I don't have a type 5. And he's like, no, you're doing stand-up. And then from there, it just put me on my comfort zone. And I was like, oh my gosh, I could do stand up.
And
so,
you killed, right?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, I did. I killed. Everybody's still talking about that set.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just ran into somebody who said that one joke of yours.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So good.
Killed. It was about the McDonald's double drive through. Mm-hmm. Really, ooh, really like highbrow stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. no, but I think that's the beauty of it that you bring up, is the opportunity to be that and to have that space, mm-hmm. because it helps the whole community really kind of realize, oh, there's more here than just meets the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I really appreciate that about it. And I really wanted to compare it to museum quality stuff.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's what I'm here
kind.
For.
That's
Thank
really
you.
Sweet. I want to go you. To the Florida Prize exhibit.
It's really good. So third Thursday, the same night they do stuff at City Arts, which is where Monday Scaries happens, on Mondays before third Thursday.
Yes.
Because they empty it out and you've got basically a blank canvas to work in. So that was really nice of them give you that space and have you be able to do that there. Third Thursdays at OMA at the Orlando Museum of Art is free. So you can go during the day and then go to third Thursday at night down at City Arts. And but obviously you can't do that unless you go to Monday Scaries the Monday before. So the next one will be, I believe, June 15th, is it?
That's
June 15th at 7 p.m.
June 15th. It's going to be a hot show.
It's going to be a great show.
there's going to be air conditioning though, right?
Ooh, probably.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know.
Okay. Let's just assume there's going to be air conditioning.
Assume, yeah.
The cafe is right there, so you can buy beverages.
Exactly.
And then hang out with all the people. How early does people start getting there? Like, is there a little bit of a hang beforehand?
There's a slight hang. We ask performers to get there at 6:30. The show starts at 7. When Adam Wynn ran the show started at 7. There's no question about it. We say that.
Yeah.
We say that.
You want to have all the performers there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Once we get everybody in, they're kind of settled and we're ready.
Yeah, some of the audience members getting late, getting there late.
Right.
Yeah.
But we... I forgot my train of thought.
I would say, like, performers get there a little bit earlier, like 6:30-ish or so. It's become kind of more than just a show. It's been a little bit more of like a community vibe as well. And so we want to hang out with our friends and talk and everything. So that's why sometimes we're like, oh, wait, it's 7. Okay, everybody sit. Everybody sit.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start getting into the conversations and then you're like, oh, yeah, we got to do a comedy show as well.
Yeah.
It's not just us hanging out. That's good. So people can learn more at Monday Scaries ORL on Instagram. I would encourage you to follow that, but then just in general, third Monday every month at City Arts, only $5,
a bargain.
Let's play some music. Is there any other way to besides Instagram, is there any other way to follow? I know there's a website, I think, as well.
Yes, I believe that there's a website. I know that on our Instagram is probably our most up-to-date
we'll do that.
Place to get information.
And then if you're going to be in Chicago at some point, Monday Scaries will be performing
at IO Fest on Thursday, July 23rd.
July 23rd.
At 10 p.m., folks.
Yeah.
Drive up there.
Please, you've got time.
Drive up. Well, and it's Central Time, so it's really 9 p.m.
You're getting time back.
Yeah. In fact, if you don't go, you're losing money.
It's a bargain.
Yeah.
It's a bargain.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of bargain, let's play a little Paul McCartney with My Brave Face on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. You're listening to A Certain Degree.